Well, our next stop takes us to the top of Swanston Street, the civic axis of the CBD. And we're sitting in front of one of the five accredited schools of architecture, and in particular the Design Hub, this beautiful building designed by Sean Godsell.
So we've stepped into, I don't know what to call the 2010s. I don't think it's got a...
It's really yesterday, but yes.
Yeah. So this building was designed in 2012. So we've stepped into that decade of the 2010s, completed in 2012. Designed by Sean Godsell in association with Peddle Thorpe, who helped. He's a small practitioner, so got the kind of assistance from a bigger Melbourne practice to do it. You know, we talked a bit about cultural history when we talked about Russell Street. There's a little bit of that with this building as well, because it was featured in a science fiction film,
right,
which is called Predestination, which had Sarah Snook in it, who is apparently, she wasn't quite so well known as she is now, that she's kind of appeared in succession. But she was in the film that this building was the backdrop for. And Ethan Hawke too. There you go. It is a research, an archive, an exhibition and a studio space of RMIT.
Yes.
So, as you say, part of the design teaching facilities that RMIT University uses. And the site is an interesting one, isn't it? Because it's the old Carlton and United Brewery site. And it's this pins the corner of that site facing into the academic precinct. It's on the northern end of the civic spine, as you suggested, Giorgio, and it directly faces the Shrine of Remembrance at the southern end of that shrine. So it's got a very important civic role in a way, and it's a very moot building to have that civic role. So an interesting architectural decision in a way, to perhaps very respectful, to echo the other end of the shrine with a building like this.
And yet responsive to its surroundings, right? Because the entire idea is that despite the formal simplicity, there is a complexity in the envelope that makes it a live building, right?
You're absolutely right. I think the detail in the facade, it's got so many moving parts. I think a lot of them are moving parts. Even though it has a very simple kind of composition, it's incredibly detailed. So very interesting city building in a way. So the whole facade is surrounded. It's a building in the round. It's got four elevations. And the glass discs were originally designed, I understand, to collect solar energy. And what I have also understood is that we weren't quite there. We didn't quite have the intelligence in solar collectors to be able to make it happen. But the idea embedded in it was, in the future, each of those glass discs can be replaced by a solar collector. So the building will be able to become a power source as it collects the northern sun. It's been a bit controversial because there's been critics that have suggested that the idea of the solar collectors is just a narrative and it's not real. Doesn't actually work, but...
Science fiction.
Science fiction. There you go. What I understand is, even if it may not currently be working in the way as a sort of a cell for solar collection, there was a sense that it would also encourage research. So embedded in RMIT's labs is a lot of research into solar collection and solar energy. And the idea was that the northern facade of this building would be an on-site think tank and a place for experimentation for that solar study as well.
It is certainly a very good container for students of architecture who are exposed to the combination of environmental inputs for the design and as well as, of course, the detailing of the facade, something that it's something underrated in architectural studies. And I should say also that this being the house of RMIT as the design hub, this is one of the five schools of architecture that are accredited by the Registration Board of Victoria. The other one's been University of Melbourne, not far from here. Then we have Monash University, Deakin and Swinburne. So it's also very important we acknowledge the fact that Melbourne is a very important centre for education in architecture, and this building represents very well also the endeavour of the city to host future architects from all parts of the world and who come and learn to become architects here.
It's also designed as a centre for cross-pollination of design ideas as well. So internally, you know, despite its quite orthogonal facade, it's a container for all sorts of different spaces internally. And the glass facade, in fact, sometimes becomes the outside wall of a space that's a deck inside, an outdoor space. So it's quite hard to understand how the building works internally by just looking at its facade. So it's quite active and busy internally with a whole lot of different types of spaces. And the idea really about the internal circulation, these pods that take place, the roof terraces that are in there, is that it was a place of cross-pollination of design ideas.
Very good point.
So academics would cross paths and share design intent.
Yes, very good point, because very often most schools of architectures, certainly here in Melbourne, they have, they're not parts of faculties in their own right, but they're part of broader faculties of the built environment that include, in this case, industrial design, I understand, and as well as other disciplines in the design field. But very often schools of architecture also have association with planning, urban design, engineering sometimes.
So, that's right.
So it's by all means an integrated kind of profession that is never isolated.
Mm, it's encouraging that sort of cross-pollination
and those
multidisciplinary design conversations, support for each part of the design process, and the idea that perhaps it's not just one particular discipline that realises any design, that you actually need input from various different types of design thinkers to get to a good outcome.
Exactly. And that's very much what this defines the architect, is this all-rounder kind of disciplinary approach, a master of everything sometimes, but never a specialist, a specialist of generalism perhaps, which is very well interpreted also by the education of architecture.
When we were at ICI House, we talked about some of the challenges of the building construction, and we had the same thing here. You know, there was a contemporary version of a very similar event here where some of the glass discs inherently failed, so the construction methodology, or maybe the material methodology, failed. And we had quite a similar challenge where some of the glass discs started to fall out onto the pavement. So the building hurriedly got given a scaffold and was contained. The potential risk to the public was contained, and all of those facade elements were replaced. And I think investigation into why that failed as well. And I understand, Giorgio, it was a very similar reason to the ICI.
I understand reason. So I've been told.
Yeah.
Yes, it's similar. It's fundamentally problems with toughened glass that can lead to
lead to failure,
abrupt rupture. But we should say that, as far as we know, now it's safe.
So
anybody can walk around these buildings.
Yeah. And it's an interesting proposition, that idea of all those discs. Any small independent problem with one of those discs, we replace one disc. You don't have to replace a whole
facade. The entire facade.
It's a very interesting componentized building made up of very small components to form a very civic scaled piece of architecture at the end of the city grid.
And a great example of how formal simplicity can still disguise complexity inside, because often when buildings are simple boxes, there's this presumption that they might be too simple to do, but as a matter of fact, it's probably one of the hardest to do. And in this instance as well, it's despite its rectangular shape, it invites you to come through. So it's not it's a box, but it's a box that is permeable and that actually invites you to go and discover inside.
There is some real invitation to get in to the street, which is, there's an internal street that's parallel to Swanston Street, and there is that sense of come in and have a look at what's going on here.